Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, March 12, 2016. Can everybody see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Praise the Lord. This is lesson 170, chapter 36, entitled The Touch of Faith. The opening hymn to our study today is entitled, I Know My Heavenly Father. And this can also be found in the old hymns under number 591. I know my Heavenly Father knows the storm that will my way oppose. But he can drive the clouds away and turn my darkness into day. And turn my darkness into day. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storm that will my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. And tempers every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows. The balm I need to soothe my woes. And with this touch of love divine, he heals this wounded soul of mine. He heals this wounded soul of mine. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storms that will my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. And tempers every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows. How frail I am to meet my foes. But he may cause will ill defend, uphold and keep me till the end. Uphold and keep me till the end. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storm that will my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. And tempers every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows. The hour my journey here will close. And may the hour of faithful guide find me safe, sheltered by thy side. Find me safe, sheltered by thy side. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. And tempers every wind that blows. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, little ones, mommy and daddies, bubble up.
If we call kneel and bow our heads in our heart. Our Father, I thank you for this be able to have love this blessed day. I thank you for this be able to wake us up this morning. I thank you for this be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our crushed our spirits. Be with us wherever we go. Let us be able to be strong in everything that we do, and also creative. Let's think of others before we think of ourselves, and always come to you when things get trouble with other people or problems that are hard to face. Please forgive us for our sins and iniquities now, Christ of spirits. Protect us where we go. Protect us from all the temptations that the devil will use against us. Let us be able to always be unselfish, reverent, obedient, faithful, and noble in all our thinkings. Let us be able to always remember that you are with us every day. You love me, Lord God, and looking forward to do anything we can to be pleasing in your way. And let us be grateful for the things that you've given us, and for the care that you've given us also this night and this past morning.
Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 21, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was near unto the sea." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled The Touch of Faith in our lesson book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Mark 5:22. "And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet." Mark 5:23. "And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, and that she may be healed, and she shall live."
Sabbath lesson, everyone. Mark 5:24. Ethan, you want to read? Okay. And Jesus went with him. And people follow him and throng him.
Amen.
Mark 5:35. They came from the ruler of the synagogue. The house of certain we said, "Thy daughter is dead. What shall we do, the master, in any further?" Mark 5:36. "And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe." Amen.
Amen.
Mark 5:37. "And he suffered a man to follow him, save Peter and James and John and the brother of James." Mark 5:41. "And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise." In Mark 5:32, "And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with the..."
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 342 through 343. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 342. Babola.
Returning from Gergesa to the western shore, Jesus found a multitude gathered to receive him, and they greeted him with joy. He remained by the seaside for a time, teaching and healing, and then repaired to the house of Levi Matthew to meet the publicans at the feast, where Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, found him.
Desire of Ages, page 342. "This elder of the Jews came to Jesus in great distress and cast himself at his feet, exclaiming, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hand on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Desire thee, this page 342, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, how did the multitude receive Jesus at the western shore? And what happened while Jesus remained by the seaside for a time teaching and healing? If you know the question to these answers, bubble up.
A multitude gathered to receive him, and they greeted him with joy. And this elder of the Jews came to Jesus in great distress and cast himself at his feet, exclaiming, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live."
Desire pages, page 342. Jesus set out at once with the ruler for his home. Though the disciples had seen so many of his works of mercy, they were surprised at his compliance with the entreaty of the haughty rabbi. Yet they accompanied their master, and the people followed, eager and expectant. Desire pages, page 342, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 342. The ruler's house was not far distant, but Jesus and his companions advanced slowly, for the crowd pressed him on every side. The anxious father was impatient of delay, but Jesus, pitying the people, stopped now and then to relieve some suffering one or to comfort a troubled heart. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, how did Jesus and his companions react to the distress of this elder who pleaded about his sick daughter? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Jesus set
out
at
once
with the ruler
for his home,
and they,
companions,
were surprised
at his compliance,
entreaty
of the haughty rabbi.
They
accompanied
their master.
While they were still on the way, a messenger pressed through the crowd, bearing to Jairus the news that his daughter was dead, and it was useless to trouble the mass. Useless to trouble the master further. The word caught the ears of Jesus. "Fear not," he said, "believe only, and she shall be made whole."
Good job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, who pressed through the crowd bearing to Jairus the news that his daughter was dead? And what was Jesus' response as the word caught his ears? If you know the answers to these two questions, dear one, bubble up.
A messenger informing that it was useless to trouble the master
further, his
daughter was dead, and "fear not," he said, "believe only, and she shall be made whole.
Great job. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, verse 6. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue. And welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us in the room. We are in Desired Ages, page 343.
Dearest, pressed closer to the Savior, and together they hurried to the ruler's home. Already the hired and flute prayers
players.
There were
yeah,
filling the air with their
clamor.
The present
yeah,
of the crowd and the
tumult
jarred upon the Spirit of Jesus, and he tried to
silence
them, saying, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The
damsel
is not dead, but sleepeth." Next slide.
Desire of Ages, page 343. They were indignant at the word of the stranger. They had seen the child in the embrace of death, and they laughed him to scorn, requiring them all to leave the house. Jesus took with him the father and mother of the maiden, and three disciples, Peter, James, and John, and together they entered the chambers of death.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, what did Jesus state as he tried to silence the crowd, and how did they react to the words of the Savior's statement about the child? If you know the answers to the questions, dear ones, Pabula?
It's mine. No, it's mine. It's mine.
Okay. Why make ye this ado and weep?
I don't know what ADO is.
ADO. I don't know that question.
Okay, the damsel is not dead, but sleeping. Read and.
And they were ignorant at the word.
No, there is no R in that word.
And they were ignorant.
There is no R in this word. That is not ignorant. Indignant.
And they were indignant at the words of the stranger. They had seen the child of the embrace of death. The embrace of death. And they laughed him.
Jesus approached the bedside, and taking the child's hand in his own, he pronounced softly, in the familiar language of her home, the words, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." Desired Ages, page 343, paragraph 2. Instantly, a tremor passed through the unconscious form. The pulse of life beat again. The lips unclosed with a smile. The eyes opened widely as if from sleep. And the maiden gazed with wonder on the group beside her. She arose, and her parents clasped her in their arms and wept for joy. Desire of Ages, page 343, paragraph 3.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddies, why did Jesus do when he approached the child's bedside, and what happened next? If you know the answer to these questions, Babola.
Taking the children's hand in his own, he
pronounced
softly in the
familiar
language of her home the words, words, "Damsel, I say unto thee,
arise,
and
instantly
at
tremor passed through the unconscious form, and the eyes opened wildly as if from sleep she arose.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, from the King James Version. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, is risen upon thee.
Desire Ages, page 343. On the way to the ruler's house, Jesus had met in the crowd a poor woman who for 12 years had suffered from a disease that made her life a burden. She had spent all her means upon the physician and remedies, only to be pronounced incurable. But her hopes revived when she heard of the cure that Jesus performed. She felt assured. She felt assured that if she could only go to him, she would be healed. And weak and suffering, she came to the seaside where he was teaching and tried to press through the crowd. But in vain again, she followed him from the house of Levi Matthew, but was still unable to reach him. She had begun to despair. When making his way through the multitude, he came near where he was. Desire Ages 343, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Who had Jesus met on the way to the ruler's house? And how did she try to reach Jesus to be healed? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, bubble up.
Y'all not even obeying. I'm listening.
Jesus had met the crowd and poor woman who for 12 years had suffered from his disease that made her life a burden.
Danielle.
And she came to the seaside where he was teaching and tried to press through the crowd, but in vain again.
Again, she followed him from the house of Levi Matthew and was still unable to reach him until he came near where she was.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. So let's learn a hymn together, dear ones, entitled, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. We could imagine how this dear lady, as she was traveling, trying to find a Savior, we could sing with the spirit of wanting to be healed by the Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. kneeling there in deep contrition. Help my unbelief. Savior, hear my humble cry. What another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face? Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Though the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why another hour calling, do not pass me by.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. Let's see what we can do with this one. Simplicity is the title of this one, and I would translate that honesty for your understanding. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled or deceived Eve through his subtlety or trickery, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity or honesty that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3. He who will observe simplicity, or what? Honesty, in all his habits, restricting or denying the appetite and controlling the passions, don't allow yourself to get mad easily, may preserve his mental powers strong, active, and vigorous, healthy or powerful, quick to perceive everything which demands thought or action, keen to discriminate or to distinguish between the holy and the unholy, and ready to engage in every enterprise or project for the glory of God and the benefit of humanity. Let me turn my page up here a little bit. The little ones should be educated in childlike simplicity or honesty. They should be trained to be content with the small, helpful duties and pleasures and experiences natural to their years. Childhood answers to the blade in the parable, and the blade is a beautiful, has a beauty peculiarly or specially its own. The Bible says regarding plants, first the blade, then the ear. Oops. First the blade, that would represent childhood, then the ear, that would represent the youth, then the full corn in the ear, that would represent adulthood. Children should not be forced into a precocious maturity. That means don't try to act like an adult, but as long as possible should remain and retain the freshness and grace of their early years. Let a child be a child. The more quiet and simple the life of a child, the more free from artificial excitement, that's movies and video games, and the more in harmony with nature, the more favorable it is to physical and mental vigor, or health of healthy mind, and to spiritual strength. Parents should, by their example, encourage the formation of habits of simplicity and draw their children away from the artificial to a natural life. Stop spending so much time with your computer and go out into nature. Now, if you live in the city, you may not have much in the way of nature, but enjoy what you can of it. Those children are most attractive who are natural and unaffected, or sincere, which means they act like themselves, not somebody else. The greatest teacher the world ever knew, that's Jesus, was admired for his simplicity, his honesty, his method of explaining things. For he presented divine truth in such a way that even children could comprehend or understand his words. And at the same time, he drew the attention of the best educated and deepest thinkers of the world. Jesus spoke in a way that a child could understand him, but the grown-ups would also learn something. By the use of familiar illustrations, things of nature like planting seeds, he made the truth plain to the minds of the common people. In simplicity, he sowed the seed of the gospel truth in the mind and hearts of his hearers, and it sprang up. When truth springs up, it becomes clear to the mind and yields a harvest unto everlasting life. His, Christ's, glory was in his simplicity. Sons and Daughters of God, page 86. And then the verse at the beginning again. But I fear lest by any means the serpent, the devil, beguiled or deceived Eve through his subtlety or trickery, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity or honesty that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 2 in our study entitled The Touch of Faith of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, babala.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep us safe. Thank you for creating us. And thank you for waking us up in the morning. And thank you for feeding us and everything you did. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for keeping us safe. We hope to go to heaven and pray for us before we wake up. And thank you for everything that we can go to. And we hope that God will help us. And that we can pray. For the death and something that we can go, please do something.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 2 in a new chapter 36 entitled The Touch of Faith, and that will be March 19, 2016. We have also created activities for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and may you continue having a blessed Sabbath. Over here is really sunny. I hope and pray that you have a beautiful day as well. Have a blessed Sabbath and a peaceful one, dear ones. God bless.